close. No. Welcome in, everybody. How's everybody doing? I hope you had a great week. Tonight, I am doing a recording a little early. I'm going to be heading into work a little early tomorrow, so I won't be able to do this at my normal scheduled time. So when you wake up bright and early in the morning, you will have a podcast to listen to. So you're welcome. We can already tell who won and who didn't win in this league. And as you could tell by my tears, I did not win. I lost by 0.69 points. 0.69. I had a rough week. Mike Evans, 0 points. Big old goose egg. If he would have given me anything, I would have won. Anything at all. Ugh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, we got a good show. We're going to talk about a few different things. We'll talk about injuries like we normally do. I'm going to go over the people who won and didn't win this week and kind of just give shout outs and kudos to each one of those little areas. And oh my goodness, I just had a chance to look at the scores. So yeah, looking that over, talk about those for a little bit. And then of course, hitting up the waiver wire. So letting you know who to be keeping an eye on, who should be picking up, et cetera, et cetera. So let's start out by the games. Let's see who won this week, who had a good week, who did not. I was pretty sure, and it's been pretty close, that Guardians of the Galaxy, Kendrick, and myself, I thought we were having the lowest score of the week. We did not. We did not. That goes to Brandon. Brandon with a big old stinker. 79 points for the whole week. Ouch. Ouch. He left 50 points by one player on his bench. 50 points. That would have, I think that would have won. You could have almost won with that. Oh, man. So, I'm sorry, Brandon. That's a rough week. But yeah, Brandon lost to Dom. Dom just pretty much almost doubled his score and won it with 127. But he was nowhere near the top scorer, Dom. There is a lot of really high-scoring individuals this week. We had a lot of 130-plus scores. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 people out of a 12-team league scored at least 130 points or more. 7 we could almost count for Dom, who scored 127. So yeah, looking over the games here, again, like I said, my game was terrible. Don't even need to talk about it anymore. I lost by 0.69 points. That sucks. Darren, though, Darren is doing quite well. He beat Good Juju 137 to 105. And then Michael with Make Football Great Again, he won with 155. 55! Beating Connor at 133. There's a lot of, man, I just cannot get over how great other people's teams did this year or this week, except for, myself, Kendrick, and Brandon. Man, we stunk it up this week. Like I said, Brandon lost to Dom. And then we have dethroned Mr. Number One, Jake Prosser. He no longer is number one. He lost to Cassie. Cassie has the big score of the week, highest score, 162. Great googly moogly. That's what happens when you have Russell Wilson, Michael Thomas, Dede Westbrook, Leonard Fournette, Todd Gurley, Mark Andrews, Melvin Gordon, or Mark Ingram, excuse me, Crosby from the kicker, and then Carolina's defense. Nobody scored less. Well, I get which Mark Andrews scored 7 points, but that was pretty high for a tight end. So taking the tight end out, nobody scored on her team less than 11 points. So yeah. Well, I guess Crosby only got 10, but still close enough. If Jake could have gotten any sort of play from the Chiefs, he would have been fine. Sammy Watkins gave him a big old goose egg, but like I said, he still put up a good fight. 131. He would have beat a lot of other players, a lot of other teams this week. And then dad jokes, Derek. Mr. Soon-to-be dad, today is due date for my sister, but she says she seems fine, so baby's probably not coming today. So Mr. Dad Jokes for Days is not quite a dad yet, but he can still have those dad jokes. He won 135 to 103. Yeah, did pretty good. He's running with Dak Prescott, which surprisingly, even though he sucked it, like the game was pretty terrible for the Cowboys, he got a pretty good fantasy weekend. So yeah, those are kind of the games. Looking at how things are going, I continually sink deeper and deeper and deeper into the bowels of this league. I was ranked 7th before this weekend. I will probably be 11th or 12th. Actually, not 12th. No, that designation is for Brandon. Brandon's got that locked down. But I might be number 11 now. Very well could be number 11. So there's a number of injuries this weekend that we should probably talk about. Nothing too crazy, too serious, in terms of nothing like week one injury or week two injuries. But David Johnson is the running back for the Arizona Cardinals. He's been dealing with some back issues. He's supposedly going to be okay, but there you keep an eye on it because if so, you want to look for his backup. Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins exited the game after with a hamstring injury. Honestly, whenever I hear quad or groin or hamstring, I just feel like it's a long-term recovery. They're not going to be back out there for a while. So look for Sammy Watkins to not really be relevant for a while. He's going to be out. But lucky for the Chiefs, it looks like Tyreek Hill is going to be coming back next week, potentially. He's been making good progress. It's going to be week three of the whole recovery process. Week six. So there's a good chance he's going to be back next week, and they are really, really going to need him. So it's probably not going to miss much time on terms of Jake's team because he'll still have Tyreek Hill and DeMarcus Robinson, it looks like, on his team for his Chiefs wideouts. Brandon Cooks, the Rams wide receiver, he suffered a concussion. It was a pretty brutal concussion, actually. He came down, just was knocked out cold. He'll probably be okay. He'll probably be maybe out 1 week, maybe more. Or maybe less, I mean, because it was a Thursday night game. But yeah, Brandon Cooks had an issue as well. So kind of keep an eye out. That might be a boost for Robert Woods and or Cooper Kupp. This one's a big one. Giants running back Wayne Gallman left with a concussion. So if he's out another week, now granted, they're hinting that Saquon Barkley is going to be back already from a high ankle sprain that was diagnosed to be 4 to 6 weeks in 1 week. I wouldn't probably bring him back that quickly if it was me. Give him time to heal. It's not like your team's really going for anything or going to be a Super Bowl contender. But yeah, we'll have to see. If Saquon Barkley's out and Wayne Gallman, you're going to have to look for that third round or third string running back who probably, even though he has the opportunity, may not be worth picking up. We'll be going over the waiver wire ads here in a little bit. Wayne Gallman, Patriots wide receiver Philip Dorsett suffered a hamstring injury as well. So kind of keep an eye on him. Like I said, hamstring issues are so wishy-washy. They could be something that, they designated a hamstring even though it's not really that bad of an injury. Or it could be as bad as one of those things that just sticks with you all season long and they never shake it. And so those soft tissue type injuries are just really hard to shake. So keep an eye on him. He could be somebody to either drop completely. He was doing pretty well with Tom Brady, so I don't know. But yeah, he has a hamstring issue. A Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph, they are down to their third string running back or quarterback. And honestly, he needs to be out another week. If it was me and I was the team, you got to sit him for another week. That hit by Earl Thomas was pretty intense. It hit him right in the lower jaw. And as soon as it hit him, you could see the lights go out. Like, very, very obvious. It was a knockout punch kind of a thing. And he hit the ground limp. And that it was pretty scary looking. So, and that's the other thing too. Side note, not really fantasy related, but the fact that they didn't take him out on a stretcher is ridiculous. They said that they take him out on the cart. They said the cart wasn't working, but I'm sorry. Like, they have those carts, those stretchers and stuff that they could have brought out next to him, and somebody could have carried him to the sideline or carried him to the locker room on that stretcher if the cart's not working. The man got knocked out, and you're having him walk back to the sideline. Like, his legs were so limp, it was like they dragged him off the field. So, I mean, they took the face mask off the front of his helmet, for goodness sake. That's only done usually when there's worry about a neck injury. And so, like, you're, yeah, I don't know. I was not impressed with that, how they handled him. So so those are kind of the injuries, the main ones to kind of pay attention to and keep an eye out for. I don't remember seeing very many or any issues tonight, minus the fact that Baker Mayfield was not doing well. But there weren't really any major issues or injuries that came from tonight's game or anything, which was the Browns and the 49ers, which the 49ers, they might be somewhat legit this year. Got to keep an eye out for them because they were running all over the Browns. I thought the Browns had a much better defense than they did. So, but that's just me. Okay, so let's go over real quick some waiver wire additions. Again, this is for people who are in our league or my league, the Nothing Catchy League. These, if you're listening and you're not part of our league and you're curious, like, hey, well, why are you talking about that player? Well, it's because they're available in our league and they may not be in yours. So kind of keep an eye out for them. Odds are good when a 12-team league that we're talking about, if you're in a 12-team, that these people would also be available for you. So, okay, let's start out with quarterbacks. So what I'm doing on mine is I'm just sorting based upon this year's total points. So, yes, it might be slightly skewed because people have bye weeks and stuff that they have had or not had. And so some people might rise and fall out of it. However, it kind of gives you a good vibe for it. Here's what's crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. In our league, quarterback 19 this year, which is one spot ahead of Joe Flacco, two spots ahead of Derek Carr, and one spot behind Matthew Stafford. Any clues or guesses on who you think the QB 19 this year is? I'll give you a few seconds to yell out your answers at your phones. 1, 2, 3. And that is correct. If you said Aaron Rodgers, that is correct. He is the QB 19 so far in our league. That is crazy. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. He's been having a pretty rough week and rough go of things. He has Detroit this upcoming week. He is still owned by people, but at QB 19, here's the question. Do you drop Aaron Rodgers? Yes or no? I still stand by no on that, but there are some people who are available who might actually be slightly more interesting. So, for example, the highest ranked player, which it, that is still available on the waiver wire for the season, or QB, excuse me, not player, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, QB 12. So theoretically, this person is a QB 1 so far in the season. This person is behind Jacoby Brissett and ahead of Jared Goff. Any guesses on who you think the QB 12 is in our league? Give you a few seconds. Boom, 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 boom. Yes. Wow. You guys are amazing. Marcus Mariota. He is the QB 12. He's had a great, great season so far against Cleveland, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Atlanta. Buffalo is the team that slowed him down. He has Denver coming up and then the Chargers, Tampa Bay, Carolina, KC. So you keep an eye on Marcus Mariota. He could be a regular start as opposed to a streaming start. I don't know. That's a really, really interesting thing. So if you're in our league and you're looking for a QB, you might want to consider Marcus Mariota. He might be somebody to keep an eye on. Here's the question. The next person, there is another QB that's available two spots behind him. So the QB 14 for the year. And here's the thing. This guy hasn't even played every single, the entire season. He actually was knocked out of a game for a little while. But yet he still is the QB 14. Now, you don't want to pick him up this week because of bye week. Hint, hint, hint. Yes, Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the QB 14, and he has a bye week coming up. So you obviously can't pick him up this week, but he may be a next week pickup. He is playing next week. Miami, hello. Philly, hello. Washington, hello. Cleveland, hello. Miami again, hello. You know what? If you have a spot available in our league, pick up Josh Allen, stash him, stash him, stash him, stash him for a week. Might be worth it. And then obviously Gardner Minshew is still available as well. He has a, he has a decent one. He plays the Saints, Cincinnati, Jets, Houston. Those are his next games, but he's the QB 16. So as you can see, there's actually a few quarterbacks out there that are producing regular numbers every week that you may want to pick up that doesn't really feel like a good start, but might actually be a league winner slash a game winner coming up. So yeah, that's really interesting. I'm glad I sorted by that because that just kind of jumps out and tells me some crazy, crazy stuff. So running backs. What running backs are still available? Now, obviously, the top bajillion are all still taken because we're in a league where running backs are very heavily favored. The highest ranked running back that is not currently taken is Mr. Wayne Gallman, who just got hurt. I mean, he had a good game against Washington, but Minnesota just locked him down. He did not have a good game there. Looking at kind of who is down here, I mean, there's really nobody to grab. We're not even going to go over this. Like, honestly, looking at the players, I got lucky. I picked up Coleman, Tevin Coleman. I picked him up the last week because I knew he was coming back from injury. And, yeah, he played very, very well this week, so I'm very happy about that grab. But there's really nothing available on running back. I'm not even going into it because why bother right now? You really just need to wait for an injury, honestly, to get a good running back or trade. You know, honestly, if you're wanting to get a running back, trade for him, go for him, get it done. Because yeah, it's a must need. So here's wide receivers. This is where it starts to get interesting. Because based upon our league and our league format, we have some interesting rankings. So the wide receiver 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The wide receiver 9 this week or this year. Any guesses on who the wide receiver 9 is? Give you a few seconds. 1, 2, 3. It's a half point PPR. To give you a hint, he has a colleague or a teammate who is the number one wide receiver so far for the year. Any guesses? Yeah, Mike Evans. Mike Evans, who put up a goose egg this last week, is still ranked number 9 in the league. Number 9. That's just ridiculous. I don't know what to do with Mike Evans. I'll be honest. I'll be willing to trade him. I'll trade him for like a bag of chips. Something along that line. You know, I always thought the wide receiver was like the hot button place you want to get the top people, but it seems like it's been such up and down. Like I said a few weeks ago, I think almost, week one, I called out DJ Chark as a great pickup. Yeah, he's number 1, 2, 3, 4, he's number 5 on the year. Number 5. He beats out Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, Julio Jones, Mike Evans. My goodness. That's ridiculous. What's the highest ranked wide receiver that's not taken in this league currently? I would say John Ross because, you know, he is, but he's on IR, so we're going to skip that. Mohamed Sanu, DJ Metcalf, Jarvis Landry. Those are guys who are available that still need a team. Jarvis Landry, I mean, he's very much a spot start, but nothing too crazy. But yeah, looking at this, you got Mecole Hardman who got picked up. Mohamed Sanu, like I said, needs to be picked up. Wow. Oh my goodness. Way down this list. Way, 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 way down this list. So far that I don't even want to count is Davante Adams. The guy I was thinking was going to be the number one wide receiver this year. He has a total of 50 fantasy points this year. 50 total after 5 games. And guess who... or the top, Chris Godwin. He's the number one wide receiver. He has 103. He has twice as many points as Davante Adams. This is just ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. Okay, so let's check one last position. I wouldn't suggest grabbing any wide receivers or anything this week. Honestly, it's been pretty quiet. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too too interesting. Tight ends this week were terrible, like the worst, absolutely the worst. But in regards of people to keep an eye on, OJ O'Shaughnessy. He actually could be somebody to pick up. He's like the Jason Witten of the Jaguars. It's kind of what I'm saying. He's definitely Jason Witten of it because he scores a baseline of 5 points, but a high upside of 8, which honestly, in the landscape of tight ends, it gets it done. I mean, he's currently ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's a tight end one. James O'Shaughnessy for the Jacksonville Jaguars is a tight end one right now and worth keeping an eye on. And then there's actually a few that kind of pop out here, but I would never take a risk on it. Darren Fells and also Jordan Atkins. Both of them are available. Both of them are doing pretty well, but not enough to lock in a position, to be honest with you. This is kind of how crappy the whole tight end landscape is. So I'm scrolling. Okay, so I scrolled for quite a ways down. I'm all the way down for Mr. Tight End Foster Moreau. And if you know who he's on, you must be a Raiders fan. But yeah, Foster Moreau is down here. Also, ooh, here's another guy, Blake Jarwin. Yeah, you know who he is? Probably not. Here's another one. Ryan Izzo. Any ideas who he is? No? Yeah, me neither. So these guys have scored 16 points up to 20 points. So they're in the same kind of range for this whole season, right? So 18 to 20 points. The tight end number one has scored only 67 points. 67. The tight end 12, that last person, James O'Shaughnessy, he has scored 34 points. So just the difference between James O'Shaughnessy and those people way down here is not much. Not much at all. So the tight end landscape, man, it is brutal. So if you can, trade for Evan Ingram, Austin Hooper, or Travis Kelce, or Mark Andrews. Those guys are big. Even Will Disley. Grab Will Disley. He's big. Yeah, get him. Now, defenses that you want to be looking at and trying to pick up. I don't know if you are, let's sort it here real quick. Filter, all available, position, defense. So you have the Washington Redskins against Miami. Even though Miami is terrible, I don't know if I'd still pick up the Washington Redskins, but that's just me. Dallas Cowboys versus the Jets, I would consider picking them up. They would be a very, very good stream this week. Looking at the rest of them, you could try to go with Miami versus Washington. They have a new head coach, which, by the way, if you didn't know, what is his name? Gruden. Gruden's out. He got fired this morning. You could try to pick up the 49ers. The 49ers are a sneaky grab. They actually are a legit defense. Every single week, there was 27 points, 7 points, 10 points, 21 points. Now, they are going against the Rams. The Rams are nothing crazy good this year. So if you're looking for a regular set and set it, forget it type of defense, the 49ers actually could be that team. I know that's crazy to think about because normally it's not been that way, but might be something to pay attention to. Another sneaky, sneaky defense to play. And again, this one nobody's going to be thinking about doing, but I'm going to go out and call it, is the Houston Texans. So you might think, what the doop-a-doop? The Houston Texans, they're playing Kansas City next week. Why would anybody ever do that? Yep. Well, how well did the Colts do against the Chiefs for a defense? Let's look here. Oh, yeah, 11 points. They got 11 points. The fact is Kansas City's offensive line is absolutely destroyed. Destroyed. Nothing good coming out of that. So I would consider still playing them if you're wanting a sneaky, sneaky, no one else is thinking about it kind of pick, because the left guard and left tackle are out for the Chiefs, and they were just letting everything in to Patrick Mahomes. They can't run it. They can't pass it. You can see what happens. They don't score very many points when they don't protect Mahomes. So If I had to rank my defenses for picking them up and the ones that are available, I'd actually say San Francisco and the Texans. Those are my two picks for this week that I would suggest grabbing if I could. So some interesting people to kind of – oh, actually in Dallas, because Dallas is going to be playing – man, Dallas, ugh. Unless Sam Darnold comes back. If Sam Darnold doesn't come back, then don't play them. But if Sam Darnold is out, definitely play Dallas. Worth a pickup. So I've been seeing on the waiver transaction trends that people should be looking at Kareem Hunt. Like, that's what Yahoo is saying. I still don't really think you should. The Cleveland is on bye for week 7. And then after that, week 8 is when Kareem Hunt will have his first game that he could be eligible to play for. Again, Nick Chubb is doing a great job. I don't really foresee him getting, like, booted out. Now, Kareem Hunt could be a change of back player, and from that could do really, really well. But the truth is the Browns really haven't been showing much success in anything. So I don't really know if I'd pick him up. I'd be waiting to pick him up until much, much later in the year personally, but that's just me. So, other than that, I think that pretty much sums it up. I could talk a lot about the Chiefs today. I thought about actually having a section that I just talked about the Chiefs and my frustrations and letting it out there, but I decided probably not, because most of you guys aren't Chiefs fans. I know Jake is, and I am. Outside of that, well, the listeners who are part of this that are not in the league, who knows? You might be a Chiefs fan. If you are, good on you. Good on you, because Chiefs are the best team by far. They are. Patriots suck. Yeah, Derek, you heard me. Patriots suck. But yeah, I won't go off on that whole situation. I'm going to let it go. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Do something fun. Do something kind for somebody else. Rub it in your nose if you beat your league mate in your league, a record. Make sure they know that you won, just because it's fun. But when you're at work, when you're walking around town, hold the door open for somebody. Be nice to somebody else. Show the world that it's a great place to be. And I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.